Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sammy Hagar and The Circle are headlining the Safeway Open PGA Tour concert series at Silverado Resort and Spa in Napa. They're going to be playing Thursday, October 4th. That looks like next Thursday. We'll take call number 9 right now and give you a pair of tickets to the show, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize, side stage passes for that night. And then you can watch Sammy from the stage.
That sounds like fun.
Maybe you can be friends with Sammy Hagar. He'll be like, look at you rocking out. All right. So if you want those tickets, call us right now. 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9. Hey, coming up at 7 o'clock, and this is happening throughout the day. Yuzi, we're doing this three times a day. I don't see the other times. I know we're going to do it all week at 7 a.m.
Right.
This is for We Can Survive. This is a flyaway. If you win this national contest, you immediately get a flyaway to the 6th annual We Can Survive Saturday, October 20th. It's at the Hollywood Bowl. Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Ella May, G-Eazy, Khalid, Marshmello, Megan Trainor, Tyga. Tons of people are going to be there, including...
I left that on my desk.
Yeah,
I think
not
the
there.
Other time is 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see if it's on
yeah,
my
see if
desk.
We can find
like
it. I want to tell
stack
people.
Of We Can Survive stuff on my
7, desk. 11, and 4.
Okay. Oh, 7, 11, and
7, 11,
perfect.
And 4, Human.
I'm just going to jot that down on here so I can make sure I mention it. 11 and 4, as well as 7 o'clock in the morning. So all this week, we're going to give code words. It works just like the $1,000 an hour thing, except it's only three times a week. We have the special text line, 72881. So be listening. 7 o'clock, we'll give you the code word. And then you immediately win. It's round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, two tickets to We Can Survive. 7 o'clock. We'll get that rolling. I have a couple things that I wanted to get to on Friday, and we just didn't manage to. I love when I get to hear a new song. Super fun. So Weezer have a new song out called California Snow. There's a new drama called Spell. I'm not seeing what... That might be a movie. I am not seeing...
Spell. I haven't heard of it.
It is a film, and it's about an American illustrator who runs out of his prescription meds while wandering the isolated Icelandic countryside following the death of his fiance. And they wrote a song for it called California Snow.
Oh, that's where this song comes from.
Yes, they've written it for this movie.
Got it.
Yes. So here's some new Weezer. Okay. Wow, very electronic sounding.
Yeah, someone got a Casio, huh?
Yeah, sounds like they, you know, opened up their computer program. Nice. New Weezer, California Snow. I like the hook. There is a career-spanning box set from Chris Cornell, November 18th. It's coming out.
I love him so much.
They're saying... 4 discs and material from every phase of his musical life. Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, Audioslave, and as a solo artist. It comes with 11 previously unreleased songs, including one called When Bad Does Good, which we have right now.
Oh,
this
awesome.
This is a brand new song from Chris Cornell, Posthumous. Damn, this sounds good. This is great. Wow. It's actually so freaking sad to hear this.
I know.
He's so awesome. When I saw Temple of the Dog not that long ago, before he passed, he was singing and just, he sounded like in this huge, where was that, at the Civic Center? I don't know. It was just his huge voice, and I'm hearing him, and he's walking across the stage, and I'm looking at him going, how can he walk and sound like that?
Right.
Like, it just seems too much to do at one time.
He should be standing still and concentrating.
Well, it really was that like hit me. Yeah. How is he able to do this? One guy
just
fill
beautiful.
A room with his own voice that completely.
Send that to Jane. Let's play that. Damn, this is good. Some good. Bad can do some good. The saddest thing in this whole story is that there's all these beautiful pictures of him in here. Oh, God, I was always just in love with him. How sad. Anyway, November 18th, it's a four-disc career-spanning box set. So there's some new Chris Cornell. Sad. And yet absolutely beautiful. Mumford & Sons, I have a new song from them. They've got a song called Guiding Light. They've got an upcoming album November 16th called Delta. And that's here's what that sounds like. All right. If you watch Jimmy, I'm pretty sure he's on Jimmy Fallon tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Okay,
tonight.
Right. And then after the album comes out, they're going to do a 60-day worldwide tour. Looks like October 4th. We'll get all the dates for that. But the record's not coming out until November 16th. So Delta is the new one. If you like Mumford & Sons, that sounds like Mumford & Sons to me. Kind of want to go back to the Chris Cornell song, but there's that. And for Vinny. Oh, here, let's
for me.
Listen to this. Just wailing in the back there.
You know, I know that we don't need to even try and find it, so don't bother. But the guy's got the most wailing metal voice you've ever heard, too. And then if you play his, like, prettiest songs from, I don't know, Audioslave or something.
Kind, sweet, and gentle.
You just go,
to
or Temple of the Dog, there's a couple really pretty songs. You just go, how is that possible?
Guy's got it all.
Yep.
Metallica, this was the thing for you.
Oh. I'm a fan.
Yes. So there's a thing called the Billboard 200 chart, and that is albums. And we hear about songs, records that have been on there forever. Like Dark Side of the Moon was famously on there for years.
For Pink Floyd. Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Metallica's Black Album has just hit its 500th week on the Billboard 200 chart.
I did not realize that they were still selling that album.
Oh, yeah. People are still buying it. So, let's see. Metallica's Metallica, their self-titled 91 album, often referred to as the Black Album, looks like it's 500 non-consecutive weeks on the Billboard 200 charts. It's now one of only four albums with 500 weeks or more on the tally. Dark Side of the Moon holds the record for most weeks on the chart, 937.
I never saw in the articles that this was non-consecutive. So they've just popped up and down.
Mm-hmm. Here and there, they're back on.
All right.
So this is, let's see. The Dark Side of the Moon record for the most weeks on the chart at 937. Then Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend, Best Of, 539 weeks on the charts. Journey's Greatest Hits, 539 weeks on the charts.
Wow.
And Metallica, the Black Album, 500 now. So congratulations to them. In your head, exit light. And tonight. Jordan Peele, who is on fire right now. He's the guy from he used to do Key and Peele. That was like a comedy show. I think that was a Comedy Central thing.
Yeah, I think it was. It was a great show, too.
But he blew up after directing Get Out, which was just a great movie.
He's making a movie right now, or maybe they're done in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Oh, and I can't think of the name. There's been a couple names floated around about
Deep Cuts,
that.
Or there was one of You, I think it was.
Okay.
But
or Us.
Something.
Whatever it is, he's directing
right.
something. Now, he is also going to be narrating the new Twilight Zone. He is doing the reboot. So this is, I mean, I'm sure it'll be Black Mirror-esque. Which they call the modern day
Here's
Twilight
the thing.
Zone.
They could actually go back and remake all the ones that have been made.
Mm-hmm. They just don't even, update them?
Yeah, I mean, they don't even have to work that hard at rewriting the things.
So he, let's see, he's decided who's going to narrate his reboot of the Twilight Zone, and he's chosen himself. So he's going to host and narrate the revival. And if you know, for the kids out there in the 60s, there was a show called The Twilight Zone, and you've heard the dee 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 dee. You hear the Twilight Zone music. Oh, is this the original?
This is the original, yes.
So you'll hear Rod Serling, who was the...
I loved it. This was one of the few shows that I watched that was black and white that I could still get into. Yeah. Like, most stuff, I just went, I'm not watching that.
That's old-timey.
Yeah.
So we, I believe, have a little bit of Jordan Peele doing his own reboot. Is that correct? It's from a trailer for it?
All right.
All new, The Twilight Zone.
You know, that's a voice the kids will like, and that's who they're aiming the show at. So I didn't watch a lot of TV as a kid, certainly not during the day, but they used to do, what do they call that? A marathon of Twilight Zone on the 4th of July, and I could barely pull off it to go to the pool and, you know, celebrate with my friends because I loved it so much. I did, but...
They're going to start shooting it this fall, and it's going to premiere on CBS All Access in 2019, which means if you don't subscribe to that, you may not see it.
Oh.
I've wondered, because I subscribe to CBS All Access just so I can get the new Star Trek series that Hoomer and I started watching last year. And it's excellent.
It is.
I don't know if there's been another season yet. I'm waiting
no,
on that still.
It's supposed to be January of next year, I think.
I feel like... though the things that do well on there, they'll wind up putting those on broadcast TV.
Yeah, the way they kind of made it, they left a lot of room for commercial.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, it's very different than when you watch a Netflix show, you know, where there's no room for a commercial.
No, they just make them straight through. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Love.
Oh, I love love.
Gone wrong.
Uh oh.
And a bet. Gone wrong.
I was gonna
after
say,
these.
I love bets too. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. We are supporting the 41st annual Mill Valley Film Festival. It's October 4th through the 14th. And right now, caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to the October 4th opening night film screening at the Raphael Theater. Of A Private War, and then you get 2 tickets to the post-film gala at the Marin Country Mart at Larkspur Landing.
Wow.
Hooman, are you going to those things?
We are, yeah.
Sounds like you're kind of...
There's actually 2 opening night films, and Bryn and I are not going to that one. We're going to go to the Mahershala Ali movie because we've met him.
Sure.
And he's a nice guy. We want to support his film. He's doing a movie with Viggo Mortensen.
But this is specifically for a movie called A Private War, and this is at the Raphael Theater. That's in San Rafael, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
So Mill Valley Film Festival is
bigger
than Mill Valley. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to that, we have a pair of tickets for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You get to go to one of the opening night screenings, and then you get to go to the post-film gala.
Oh. Mm. It's fancy. And it kicks off the Oscar season, so a lot of movers and shakers.
Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Fall into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru at carlsonsubaru.com. Check them out over there.
Okay.
At carlsonsubaru.com. And in Redwood City.
.com.
Here's what's happening. This is betting. Look, I have to admit, I went to Vegas. I used to bike race, and I was never very good at it. But I went to Vegas for the Nationals one time as a little boy.
BMX,
like yes.
The dirt tracks. And...
Yeah, but in this case, it was indoors and on a smooth track.
Oh.
That didn't matter. I lost anyway because I was no good. But the point was I was in Vegas as a little boy, and it just seemed like a place for losers. Like, you really could see these people who were down on their luck, and it felt sad to me.
Mm.
Even as a boy, it felt sad. Anyway, I didn't go back until we went back. And now, as a grown-up, it seems fun as hell. Like, there's fun to be had.
There is. Great shows and fun places to stay. Lots
Some of your
food.
Friends become completely different people, and you're like, oh, my God, you're so fun here.
Oh, no. Or you're such an a-hole. Ugh.
I didn't see any of that. I enjoyed myself. But anyway, the betting thing can be just good fun,
sure.
Or it can be a major problem.
It can be.
You tell me. Why someone would do this.
Okay.
Football's back, and it's big-time betting. People are into it.
Yep.
The Buffalo Bills were 0-2 heading into the weekend, and we're looking like the worst team in football. They're the team where that guy retired at halftime.
Yeah.
Just walked out. I'm done.
And listen, taking that title away from the Browns, that's big, you know?
Right.
So how'd they do this weekend?
Well, here's the thing. So they were playing the Vikings, which are considered to be one of the big teams. They went out and got their quarterback, paid good money for the guy. They've got a great team that made the playoffs last year, and so
yeah,
they're
a solid team. Like, they're a tough team.
They're a Super Bowl favorite. Mm. So the Vikings were heavy favorites in Vegas to beat the Bills. They were a no-dur win.
Right.
In fact, if you bet $100 to win, you'd only win $5. Like, they're just favorites to win. There's no point, almost.
So if you bet $100, you'd get back $105?
Right.
Like, the whole bet paid $5?
Right.
Okay.
So someone, a gambler at Westgate Superbook, decided, well, that's still worth it. Right? You're turning a profit. So this person put down $9,000 in an attempt to steal a quick $450. There's some profit for
sure.
You, right?
I want $450. Okay.
What did you do? You didn't do a thing.
Oh, my God.
Except that they lost.
You've got to be kidding me.
And now you lost your $9,000. The Bills won easily, 27-6.
Oh, no.
And this person threw away $9,000.
Just threw it away. Well, sometimes you think something's a sure thing. There really is no such thing.
Well, that's the point of the story in advance of doing the story was some people, you just... It's
like
such
they create
a loser
their own
move.
Bad luck.
Like, come on.
Just the fact that you're thinking about doing this means you shouldn't.
I can hear the guy now. It's easy money.
Yeah.
It's easy money. I don't even have to.
I was going to make $450.
It's automatic.
Yeah. $9,000.
Well, that's what you get. Sorry, Holmes. That's what you get.
That's just sad. That's
you
too
just
bad.
Lost $9,000.
That is too bad. Sorry to hear it.
Love is tough.
Oh, great. Here comes the bad love story, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Vinny.
Love is tough.
Crush us all.
Earlier this month, a guy in Mexico City hired a mariachi band to come to his house and surprise his girlfriend by playing a song underneath their balcony. He was planning on proposing at the end of the song.
Okay.
So he's at his house, the mariachi. They
suddenly they're
up.
In your yard and they're under your balcony. And
So the woman, the hopeful bride-to-be, comes out onto the balcony to see the band. And it turns out the lead singer was her husband.
Wait.
What?
But you just said, oh no.
She's married. And the lead singer of the mariachi was her husband.
So she's at her boyfriend's house.
House.
And he's about to propose to her. And the lead singer of the band is there. So are they estranged? Like, have they separated? Or did this guy not know that she was married?
Her husband, who showed up to sing
for the
a paying
lady.
Gig,
sure.
You know, here I am, looks up to the balcony and sees his wife and realizes his wife is cheating on him right then and there. So he and the boyfriend start fist fighting.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Get that game over head on.
Thinking that. Da-na-na.
The rest of the mariachi band were the ones who had to break them up.
Oh, my God.
You know, because there's the missus on the balcony realizing she's caught in the middle of her side piece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And her main squeeze.
Hey! Where's my flashlight? I want to shine it up in that lady's face.
Don't shine your light. Just keep playing the music.
Is he Italian?
He's an Italian mariachi band.
I thought you had an Italian accent.
I tried to tamp it down, but it did start out that way for sure.
Anyway, we have no reports on whether or not she said yes.
Well, that's the question. Who does she pick?
Well, clearly she's going to have to pick one of them, isn't she?
She's not into her husband, clearly.
Well.
Yes, right.
That's the weirdest thing.
He's a mariachi singer. I'm just not into mariachi bands.
This guy who works at the fast food joint.
Or this guy who sings for a mariachi band.
Is there any possibility?
No.
I want.
No.
Tell me the truth, Yuzi. Is there any possibility if the boyfriend, not the husband, because that's clearly done. That guy is
He just found out some bad news.
Is there any chance, if the boyfriend still loves her and wants to be with her, that she has any respect for him?
Or that he has any for her?
No.
She didn't say she
loves him. He knows that she was married.
Right.
The boyfriend.
But she could, you know how that goes. She could be like, I love you. I always loved you. I just didn't want to tell you that I'm sure there's some story, but she could never respect him, right? Could she?
The boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Sure.
Of course she could.
What?
People can.
He's such a loser.
No.
He totally. Why?
It justifies her behavior if she stays with him. Like she'll say exactly that. I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to know. I just don't love that guy. And
right.
You know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying how could he ever trust her?
No, she's saying
how could she respect him? After he finds out she's been lying.
And right. continues to pursue her.
Oh, no.
And still wants to be with her.
Just justifies all her moves.
Yeah.
And exactly. I expect him
makes
to
her
continue
feel better. Absolutely.
Her.
They're getting married. There's no question.
He's so a doormat, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's a doormat. She's going to be like, oh, my
she's
God.
She's going to be like, perfect.
Yeah, you are
perfect.
So
That's
lame.
What I'm looking for. Let That's me wipe my feet on this guy, and then we'll go down the aisle together.
Oh, man.
More alimony.
Awful.
People suck.
Yeah, they do.
Seriously.
The other one I want.
I've never understood that, and I know I'm partially or mostly broken or completely. I don't know. Whatever word you want to use. But I've never understood that whole fighting for someone and believing in the thing. Like,
right.
No, you had a husband.
Yeah.
And I was about to propose. The sting is too much. I'll never be over it. There's no possible way.
I'm going to go return this ring.
Like, I don't understand. It just doesn't.
That
math doesn't work for me.
People in love are stupid. We do stupid things. We believe things we would never in our right minds believe. There's just so many examples.
So many red flags.
Just right. And they don't, it doesn't matter. Like Vinny says, red, my favorite color.
I'm running right towards it.
Right.
Duh.
Oh,
love.
Tough.
It blinds us.
It does. We do the dumbest things in the name of love.
Every stupid thing I did was for stupid love.
Things you can't even believe. Like later, you're just like.
I did what?
Or you it's like tell you your woke friend. Up from it.
Yeah.
And they look at you like, huh? And then you realize how stupid it was. And you go, oh, yeah. Boy, that's stupid. Yeah. The other one that I want.
Halloween is over a month away, but the costumes are turning up. Last week we heard about the Handmaid's Tale, the sexy Handmaid's Tale, which was wrong because the handmaids are being raped. Mm-hmm. Is that the deal?
They're basically slave sex workers.
Right. Yeah, that's no good.
Baby machines.
Right. Well, it looks like there's a new costume. It's for women. It says it's for women. It's called a ghosting costume.
Ghosting?
It's the dating term where you suddenly stop responding to someone's texts and just kind of disappear from their life like a ghost. You understand ghosting?
Sure, ghosting is a thing.
So it's a white dress with five blue text message bubbles printed on it that say...
So it's like a ghost outfit?
No. It's just a white dress, and then it says, it has little blue bubbles like a text. See you tonight. Are you okay? Hello? Guess not. Fine. So it's basically the full progression of text written out on the ghosting outfit.
All on
as
one
you
side
realize,
of the outfit.
Yes, you're being left.
Mm. And a white dress because it's a ghost.
Right. Uh-huh. It's $25 if you're into it. Seems to me like
flimsy.
Ghosting.
$25. What is it, like a 90?
Right.
Shouldn't ghosting be unisex? Or is that, does that only happen to girls?
Well, maybe they have a man's outfit too. But like what, like the shirt, I don't know, just like a t-shirt?
Yeah. It seems lame to me. I don't know why anyone would want to do that.
Well, if their heart's been broken by someone who ghosted them, Vinny, maybe it seems like a great idea at the time.
Really?
To your friends later go, oh my All God, right. how pathetic that you wore that.
If you say so.
I don't know. Seems like I might be okay.
How pathetic that you wore that. I like it.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I got my costume the other day.
Oh, there it is. What? Oh, you did?
I did.
You know, how are you so far out in front of that?
Because I get these emails from Spirit Halloween. They're just incessant. They never stop. They constantly. So I'm like, you know what?
Oh
I'm just going to look. I'm going to get it over with.
Are you in every damn email club
Apparently,
there is?
I am. Lamps? You need lamps? I got a Lamps Plus. You need Fast Growing Trees? I got Pam at FastGrowingTrees.com.
Need 20% off of Blood Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yeah. Blood Bath & Beyond, right. For sure. I get Joann's and Michael's. I get them all. So, listen, you want to know when the sales are. So I was getting the thing, and then last year I tried to order something from them, and everything was out of stock because I ordered so, I tried
Late,
to order so close,
yeah.
So I wound up with that banana costume that I had in my attic.
Right.
So I'm like, this year I'm going to get a costume. I went on and looked, I found, mwah, just a perfect thing
What
for
is
me.
It?
Simple, perfect. No, well, we're going to do a live secret show, so I don't want to give it away, but it's perfect for me. It's
You're not like, going to tell us?
No, I told Yuzi, but I'm not going to.
I know, and you know what? I was trying to remember what it was this weekend. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, you can't remember. And it's perfect for me, though.
I asked people on my Facebook about costume ideas.
Oh. And what did they suggest for you?
There was some Elvira's.
Oh, I think you should be a St. Pauli's girl. Get one of those, get like a...
Elvira's pretty good, and that would be easy enough.
That would be easy with just a black
Yeah.
dress.
Well, yeah, draw on your little eyes and then put, right, just a tight black dress.
Never do makeup.
I think I just want you to be a St. Pauli's girl.
What?
Like wear the whole,
aren't
you know,
mostly
the...
blonde.
Lederhosen? Is that what that?
The girl oh, thing yeah. I think is a dirndl.
Oh.
But it is. It's like the top of a lederhosen that a dude.
All right.
Well, something.
You'd look
easy,
great
though.
In that. You know, and you could do like dances and stuff.
Dances.
You know, not spill the beer. Like, isn't that something they do? I don't really know.
I don't want no trouble or anything, but I'm slightly injured by the fact that you won't share your.
Oh, don't be upset at all.
Why?
I just want you to, I don't know, I want you to be surprised.
All right.
I'm trying to like, you know, have a fun thing.
All right. It's too bad.
Why?
I mean, I don't know.
If you really want to know, I'll tell you off the air. I just don't want to say on the air. I want people to be surprised, I guess. I don't think we should say what we're going to be.
I don't think it's
Bryn,
any
do you
big
know
deal.
Too?
No, I have no
Nobody
idea.
Oh, right. It's really not a big deal. And I it's don't get built up. It's a totally cheap, easy costume that's perfect for me.
All right. Well, I'll get over it.
Okay.
I'll just walkie-talkie with Bryn on the break instead
yeah.
of talk to you.
Sounds good.
I have to go to the bathroom anyway, so.
Oh, you do?
Know, I'll be out of here. Don't worry.
All right.
Don't have hurt feelings.
Hooman, what are you going to be?
You know.
Oh, will you be a prince or a pirate this year?
I don't know.
I feel like the pirate thing's been on a roll. Maybe
yeah,
the prince. Maybe
I
bust
might
the
break
prince.
That this year.
Oh.
I just wanna,
what?
But I may not. I may not. I just want to. I like to go to that that costume shop, Costumes on Hate, and they always have like, you know, 400 costumes to choose from. So maybe
and you always pick the prince or the pirate.
I always pick the prince. Yeah, always do. I don't. If you have a suggestion.
Oh.
Nobody text in, actually. I take that back. No one suggests anything.
You should be the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Why that?
Why not? I picture you in the outfit and you're rah.
Well, I feel like if you're going to do that, you have to have three other people with you. Like,
oh,
you
like
gotta,
the whole
you
group
set.
Costume?
Yeah.
Yeah, group costumes are fun.
Yeah, group costumes are fun.
Anyway. Oh, I should mention this real quick. The Niners and Raiders both lost. So did the Pats. Ha ha.
Yeah.
The game of the weekend, though, was Stanford coming back to win in overtime in Eugene.
Yeah, you were saying that was a
they
great
beat
game.
Oh, my God. And also, maybe the game of the weekend was Tiger Woods won at golf.
Yeah.
For the first time since 2013.
Yeah.
Tiger won.
He's in the news.
Like, he may be back, everyone.
Tiger beat back.
Golf is in heaven right now.
Oh, my God. They must be so thrilled. Yeah, it's. I was actually going to mention that, really. I didn't know.
Oh,
if
no.
You, no, no. I didn't know if you were going to do it or not. I was just going to mention it. Now I don't need to. We're all set.
Shoot.
Yeah. So that was my tease for next time. Just kidding.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.